Prague?
Prague has a new top-class attraction. Well, it isn't actually new, but it is a mere 2 months since the Vítkov National Memorial was opened to the public for the first time after a major renovation job. High above the city on the hill between the districts of Žižkov and Karlín, the imposing functionalist structure was completed in 1932. Its main purpose was to honour the memory of the legions whose bravery in World War I had helped win support for the foundation of independent Czechoslovakia. It's home to the Tomb of the Unknown Soldier, as well as a gigantic statue of the Hussite leader Jan Žižka on a horse. I've so frequently heard it described as the biggest equestrian statue in the world that I can only assume that factoid to be actually true. Following World War II, alterations were made to the memorial, and it was extended to also pay tribute to those who had fought the good fight against fascism. After 1948, the communists began using the building for propaganda purposes, including with the establishment of a mausoleum for Clement Gottwald, whose corpse famously wasn't embalmed correctly and started going off. In the years following the fall of communism, the Vítkov National Memorial was essentially functionless and was only ever opened for one-off events. Hats off then to the Czech National Museum, which took it over in 2001. The museum has invested serious crowns in a very impressive and extensive renovation that took nearly 3 years. Today, the centrepiece of the building is a museum of modern Czechoslovak and Czech history. Its organisers say it's primarily aimed at young people, and there have been criticisms that the content has been simplified somewhat to appeal to school groups. Nevertheless, there are many interesting items and documents on show, and in any case, it's the building itself that, to my mind, is the main attraction, with its scale and style more than balancing out what could be considered its ugliness. At Vítkov, there is currently also an exhibition of photos of Tomáš Masaryk from the collection of Prague Castle. Very impressive it is too, both in terms of the quality of the pictures and just how iconic the founder of Czechoslovakia looks in so many of them. There is also a cafe from where you can see for miles and miles across East Prague. And at the opposite end of the huge concrete building is where you'll find what for me is not only literally but figuratively its high point, a lookout point with a simply stunning view of the whole of the city. It isn't as high as the lookout floor at Žižkov TV Tower, about a kilometre away, but by contrast at Vítkov you're outside, which adds a lot to the experience.
My thanks to Ian Willoughby.